Brother Tim Falk, I want to welcome you with Reach International Missions. Brother, I want to welcome you to Wheat Among the Tares this morning.
Well, thank you, Brother Blake, and thank you, Pastor Steve. It's good to talk with you guys.
Good morning.
Thank you for the opportunity to share what's on our heart this morning.
Let me just, first of all, caveat my comments by saying that's the reason for Wheat Among the Tares is to keep our listeners and our podcast listeners informed of what is going on in these countries around the world. And particularly, we've, Brother Tim, had a heart toward Myanmar and Burma and what's going on there. Brother, certainly the adversity is there. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, what you have heard and some information that you shared with us.
Okay, well, number one, Brother, you know, the brethren there have been suffering adversity for a long time. And I know that there's different levels of persecution, but their adversity came mainly because they weren't Buddhist. And the overwhelming number of population is Buddhist. So they were facing the cultural adversity of not being Buddhist to begin with. And then to add to that, the military coup of February 1st, 2021, and has really taken them back to where we first met Burma back in 2010 when it was under military rule. And it's taken it back really to the dark ages when it comes to freedom and liberty. So now not only are they facing the adversity of not being Buddhist, but also being oppressed by the military government there. And everything is militarized. The utilities are militarized, so there's hardly any electricity available. When it is, it's just certain times of the day. The public schools, of course, have been militarized so they can indoctrinate the youth into the military government that they have a vision of imposing upon the people. Even the traffic system has been militarized. And, of course, the military never gave up the immigration department, even when it was, say, democracy there, they held on to it. So they're limiting people coming in and out of the country that could do any good there. And then evidence of that is when you come in, any country where you come in, their main airport, and it's all militarized, like there's martial law.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's just not a welcome for any foreigners or even domestic travel. I mean, their airport is like a fortress. You know, all of these things compounded with the adversity of the folks that are just against the gospel and Buddhism, even though it does say on the surface that they're, you know, laid back and calm and all that. No, they're violently opposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So when you compound all those things, and what all this has done to the economy and what it's done just to the mindset of the people. When I was there in November, December, it was just the people there are back again, like the 2010. They're afraid to say anything to their neighbor because they don't know who the spies are.
Right.
That will tell on them from the military. So, and then when it comes to worship, you know, the local authorities there deem worship as singing of songs. So anybody who gathers more than five people together and sing a song, that's deemed worship. Our church, Hope Baptist Church in North Dagoon, has petitioned the local authorities to allow them from time to time to sing songs and, of course, and gather more than five people together. And they can do that as long as they don't sing too loud. And, you know, just all that oppression. And really, when it comes to what Pastor said there in Hebrews 13, when you start in your prayer life, when you start suffering with them, I mean, I can feel that oppression. I read something that a great missionary said not too long ago. He said that Prayer is not something that enables us for the work of God. It is the work of God. And when you when you pray for these brethren and enter in, there in Hebrews 13:3, I mean, I think that's what the Lord would have us do, and I think that's where our spiritual growth comes from. And I think that's when God will get involved in giving these folks relief. And I'm not saying that there hasn't been relief. We've had folks respond in a great way. We've been able to, through God's people, meet some great needs there of God's people, pastors, local churches. And as I mentioned last time we were together, we've been able to plant churches from the churches that we've planted. And Hope Baptist Church made a big step just a couple of weeks ago where we ordained Ook and Win to go out from Hope Baptist Church with Hope Baptist Church missionary funds, not Western funds, but missionary funds from our church. And it's just a great step of faith for them. In the middle of all this oppression and adversity, they're still marching on. Yes, there's many challenges, but they're marching on and they're making a difference. And we praise God for that.
Brother, that Pastor and I were talking right before we went on the air how that we simply could not imagine a situation here in America where the military would take, you know, an offensive role against those here in America. We have seen through the years some bits and bits of that in particular grievous situations that have arisen that have certainly caught the focus of the mainstream media, and it's really been exploited. But the bottom line is that there in Burma or Myanmar, it is certainly something that those folks have to live with daily, if not hourly. And just to be able to meet and when you said sing, to me, you know, I think about here at Gethsemane, and we are really a singing church, and we sing out, and I just can't imagine that, you know, being stifled, and yet it is for our brethren there, all the more reason for us to pray for them. Brother Tim, you shared some statistics with us last night, and I shared those with Pastor, but just some of the military operations that are going on against, you know, the folks, particularly in the northern portions of Burma. And, brother, I wanted you to share those with us because we wanted to see and convey the impact that the military is having against civilians there, specifically in the northern part of Burma.
Yes, sir. Over 60,000 civilian households, mostly in Sagan region and Magway and Tien State, and even Kachin. That wasn't part of the stats, but it is part of the equation. And these are primarily Christian areas that the military is focused on, and is destroying, you know, villages, recruiting at gunpoint the young people there in those villages to do. They say they're recruiting them for the military, but they're just basically recruiting them to carry things for the military. And add to everything else that's going on, it's the humility that goes with, you know, and helping by force your enemy. And so these things are just atrocious for a long time. Brother James was sending me an update weekly about all the folks that have been killed and arrested. I haven't even got those lately because he's afraid to have those on his phone in case he's pulled over at a checkpoint. And at one time, they knew where the checkpoints were, so they weren't so careful with what they carried as far as information on their phone. But now they're moving around the checkpoints around the city and around the country. So it's just I can't say enough to underline the fact that the oppression there is great. And there's another lesson here too, Brother Blake and Pastor Steve, and that is if this can happen in Myanmar, it can happen in the U.S.
It can.
And, you know, so we need to take advantage of the freedom that we have and maximize that. Like the singing, and I've been to Gethsemane, and I've heard you guys sing, and I love that, you know.
Amen.
Standing on the balls of your feet and singing. Never quit doing that.
Amen.
Because there might be a day where we can.
Amen.
We can remember places in our country during COVID, you know,
that's
the
right.
Limited gathering, no singing, mm-hmm. you know, trying to be enforced. Yeah. Thank God we still have a Supreme Court and justice system. But imagine when that crumbles, that could happen to any women realm here in this country.
That's exactly what it it could. And, when we were under, Brother Tim, that whole COVID veil, I'll use that word, not only here in the United States, but around the world. And I know people sort of wince whenever you even mention the word COVID anymore. But to me, it was one of those things where it was a taste of, you know, what could potentially happen here with regard to the oppression of our government just by mentioning, you know, one word and everybody and their brother scurries to the, you know, to the hills to wear a mask and everything else. And and I know it was a real thing as far as there were people that suffered from that. And I'm not negating that. But at the same time, there was a lot of politicization that happened as a result of that. And it was a matter of control, honestly.
It's almost as if they were testing the waters.
Absolutely. And and the military in Burma, it has certainly, with a strong arm, come down against our Christian brethren there. And Brother Tim, I know you were recently there, and again, you experienced just the totalitarianism of what is occurring there. And, you know, I to me, it is more pressing than ever for us to pray for them in their situation, and remembering that we could just as easily be in that, and we would want people to pray for us and to carry that burden for sure. Brother Tim, there are men there in that country who are carrying on the gospel, and they are reaching people in the midst of all that is going on. And I'm very, very thankful, Pastor, as you are, that we've had the opportunity to help minister and to provide for these men in that country. And we hear good things back from that. And to me, it's a joy to be able to hear that. Pastor, first of all, go back and comment, if you would, on just, you know, a couple of these brethren, how God presented us with the opportunity through Brother Tim in order to help facilitate. We wouldn't have known except had it been for Brother Tim in sharing this with us.
Sure, yeah. Brother Tim Falk, of course. Brother, thank you for, you know, letting us know about what was going on in Myanmar and the need and the brethren there. And the Lord used Brother Chris Murray as well in that situation. And then just I guess hearing about it, having the burden of knowing how we could help these national pastors who are trying to start the work and do the work of the Lord and doing all they can, and the need being so great. Once you know, when you hear the need, and then you see some pictures of the work going on, you know, your eye affects your heart.
Yes, it does.
And we've been blessed with so much, even though sometimes we may feel ourselves are in need. We're nowhere near in need when you look at the needs of others. You realize how blessed we are.
Amen.
And, you know, the blessing of being able to, you know, most of our folks, just like other mission fields, will never be able to go to those mission fields. There's other mission fields. We can take teen groups to, you know, and go visit the mission field and have a wonderful time. You're not taking a teen group to Myanmar, you know.
No, you're not.
You know. And so I am thankful that we were able to, you know, send substantial funds and be able to, you know, help for years to come, and I have a heart to even help more to see the work go on there. And thank God for these national pastors that are ordaining men and sending them out. It's been a difficult work, you know, a very hard work, and I'm just thankful for it.
Brother Tim, I know that they are that these men labor behind the scenes. Most people, I would dare say, in this world would never even know their names or know anything about them. But we have a God who knows exactly what they are doing in their labors. And brother, share with us a little bit about several of these men that have been laboring behind the scenes and yet have seen some victory. I saw a picture this morning you sent of one of those that are framing a building as a result of just some help from here. That was a joy to see.
Yes, sir. Again, I'll mention Jens Wake-Koo in a moment, but one that's near and dear to our heart is Kong Toy. And and Brother Kong Toy sent me an update last night. He said that it's been quiet in his village. Silent was the word that he used in the last couple of days, which is good.
Yes.
And he said, pray for a man named Umu Chit, who he is facing bladder surgery, and he's scheduled to be baptized at the end of the month. So he has to go to the hospital first. He has to have an emergency bladder surgery in a Mandalay hospital, and then hopefully be well enough to get baptized at the end of the month.
Amen.
And then Yen Tui Ko, who did receive some special funds, and he put them to work. He framed out really his church building. He is in a dangerous place. You know, when I see the framing out of the building and its very frugal use of those funds, you know, using cocoa lumber and those kind of things, I think, well, it was just a couple of weeks ago, maybe a little longer than that, that the military came in and razz the place. Hopefully they won't come back and do that again.
Yes.
Once he gets his place built. But he did get it framed out and those kind of things. Brother James Lofa, who is our key Burma leader there, he has been suffering stomach problems. And he's had an ulcer ever since I've known him. And he's just a young man, 43, but he's still has that health issue, and it's really through his leadership so much has been getting done. And you know how it is when your health bothers you, well, then, you know, it kind of consumes you. So
yes,
just pray that he'd be able to overcome this. The doctor had gave him some medicine, and he assures me he's faithfully taking it. So we'll pray along with the medicine that he'll get better. Also, a key lady we have there, Dow Awi Rain, she helped set up a livelihood program for our ladies, teaching them sewing. And she is in the hospital with a condition of a name that I can't pronounce, but it is a stomach issue. And she's in the hospital right now. She's the wife of Yahweh, which Yahweh is one of our superstar church planters. And so that's somewhat of an update of the guys that are laboring there in the midst of that adversity, on top of everything that they're facing. Of course, they've got the same problems that we have.
Sure, just life.
And those kind of things. So,
well, we definitely need to pray for these that suffer infirmity in the midst of their service there with the Lord. And I know that I hope our people, as best they could, maybe jot down a few of these to be able to mention those before the Lord. And but Brother Kong Toy, Brother Ko, and then Brother James Lova are three men there that, Brother Tim, I know they're very key in your mind with regard to what is going on. And I know there are others that are scattered all the way up through those northern regions and are stand in need of prayer as well. And we certainly want to bear them before the Lord. Brother Tim, as far as any trip for you, anything upcoming, concerning a return trip back to Burma. Is anything upcoming for you? I wanted to ask that, so if there is, that we certainly can pray for you concerning that.
We don't have a concrete date yet. We're trying to partner our trip to the Philippines and Myanmar. We've already got one international trip scheduled in another theater, but we do have a footprint in the Philippines, and we haven't been there since 2017, and we're trying to schedule a time where, you know, price-wise, we can go to the Philippines and then go on to Burma at the same loop of a trip, and we haven't been able to make all those arrangements yet. So, but do pray for that to come together for us. The time of year that we go will determine on really the availability of those flights. You know, the Philippines has been very draconian in their approach to COVID, and thankfully they've lifted a lot of their restrictions. So that's when we started looking at that possibility of going to the Philippines and Myanmar together.
Amen. One other question I want to ask you before we get Pastor to pray here. I remember just the whole situation with Brother Coe and his having to live in the jungle, excuse me, and then, you know, back and forth, and he and his family literally would have to flee to the jungle, then come out for a few days, go back again. And I wanted to ask you about Brother Coe specifically. He's the one that you mentioned was building the building, and yet in such an uncertainty of situations, how is that going for him?
Well, for right now, good. Evidently, he feels confident enough that the military presence is going to stay away, or he wouldn't be, you know, framing out a building like that. I will say that this about that building, what he's going to do as far as roofing goes will be probably a NEPA hut instead of GI-10. And I'm saying all that to where he could possibly, you know, take most of that building apart if they come in and start trying to raise the place. It is a touch and go in his area. It's touch and go in Kong Toy's area. I mean, they praise the Lord when there's just a few days of silence, yes, and they're not hearing artillery shells.
Amen. So. Amen. Well, we definitely need to pray for, Pastor, we need to pray for these folks there. Again, that's the purpose of Wheat Among the Tares, is to let our listeners be informed of what our brethren are going through. And Brother Tim, you were with us about, it was early January, and here we are getting toward the end of March, about a little over two and a half months ago, and how many things changed just during that brief period of time, and yet so many things change. And and that's why I want to have you back as often as we can get you, but to, you know, to keep people informed, our listeners informed of what is going on. Pastor, we've heard a lot of things this morning here for sure. Some grievous things, some things we can rejoice over. But certainly we want to pray to the God that is in control of everything concerning this. So if you would take us to the throne.
I want to say something before we do that. Give you a visual mental picture. When Brother Falk's talking about them framing up buildings, it's not what we would see, beautiful stacked lumber here, 2x4s, 2x6s, headers over windows and doors and vinyl siding. I mean, we're talking about, you know, cutting down trees, making, the studs in the wall is a round post,
yes,
that they have, you know, created through much labor, and then they don't have powered augers and post hole diggers. Most of the time we see them with pieces of steel, just you know, almost like a spear, and they're digging holes that take forever and put them in there, and then when they're done, their walls are basically tarps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tarp the outside walls, and then their floor is not concrete and beautiful tiling, it's tarps on the floor, dirt floor that children are sitting on. So, you know, understand that's the picture of what these churches are.
That's right. That's exactly Amen. Right. And how we thank God, though, for the simplicity, yeah. but yet the gospel goes Amen. Forth. Amen. Amen.
Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for Brother Falk and Lord, for years ago getting him involved and moving him into that area of Myanmar, and how you've used him there for the years that he spent there. And then Lord, his hand and his heart staying there in Myanmar, helping these brethren, giving these nationals the tools they need, trying to get the funds they need. Lord, raising awareness so the people of God will pray, because we know that, Lord, how important prayer is. As we pray for these men, that you answer our prayers. And Father, we pray for each one of them that's been mentioned. And Lord, that we don't know, but yet we've never met them. We've seen them by picture, maybe their voices. But Lord, we sure love them and thank you for their ministry. Pray for their families, their marriages, their health, the health issues they go through. Lord, while in the midst of all the adversity, just all the problems of life and family and ministry. And Lord, just I pray that you'll strengthen their hearts. I pray that you'll give them peace and rest. Lord, as we've read in the scripture, that how you would bring peace to Israel for numerous years without war. And I pray that for the country of Myanmar, that Lord, that you'll bring peace to that country. Pray for the souls that are lost, that are being reached, that will be saved, the children of the next generation to carry the gospel on, that you'll raise up an army of believers, Lord, to continue to go over Myanmar and spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we love you. Thank you again for your blessings in our life. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Tim Falk, it has been a pleasure to have you aboard with us here this morning on Wheat Among the Tares. I appreciate
you. Thank you so much,
brother. I appreciate you, and thank you for your faithfulness to keep us informed of what's going on in Myanmar and with the brethren there. And, brother, we will certainly have you back. God bless you, my brother.
Amen. Thank you so much, yes. Brother Lake and Pastor Steve. God appreciate
bless
it.
God Lord bless you, brother. Bye-bye. What a lot of information.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But
burden,
certainly,
burdens your heart to pray.
It does. It really does. And I'm very, very thankful for the opportunity we've had to bring this to our folks this morning. Well, I want to thank you for joining us here for Wheat Among the Tares. It's been our pleasure to be with you this morning and to convey this information on our brethren there in Burma. Trust that you will pray for us here. Pray for the brethren there. And may the Lord bless you and have a wonderful day in the Lord.